You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Let's continue this morning with our identity statement, a reminder of who we are in Christ, that transformational work of Jesus in our lives, and how each moment of every day we get to live in Christ's presence. We get to live with Jesus in our lives and draw from that work that he has done for us in our lives. Let's do this together. I am not what's been done to me, but what Jesus has done for me. I am not what I do, but what Jesus has done. What I do doesn't determine who I am. I follow Jesus, and as his follower, he determines what I do. Amen. And we are in the process of wrapping up a couple week study through this idea of how do I increase the vitality, the life, the health on the inside when it comes to my relationship with Christ. And that cultivation of listening. Last night as I looked at my news feed to see what's going on in the world today, I was reminded of all of the crazy that is in our world. And I was reminded that Jesus came to set captives free, and Jesus came to bring life more abundantly. Jesus came to set captives free, and Jesus came to bring life more abundantly. Let's say it together. Jesus came to set captives free. Jesus came to bring life more abundantly. There's times in my life where I feel as though the crazy needs a little bit of leverage in my life. This is a crowbar. And what do crowbars do functionally? They pry things open. They rip things apart. There are times in my life where I need a little bit of leverage. And sometimes that leverage is strong. Have you ever had strong leverage in your life? I'm not talking about just a subtle reminder or encouragement in a particular direction. I'm talking about leverage like a crowbar in your life. I'll never forget my dad's crowbar. It was probably about this size. And he had it over his workbench in our basement growing up in Columbus, Ohio. I remember I would look, because my brothers and I, we would play in the basement all the time, and it was okay for us to use some of his tools to goof around in the basement, but some of the tools we weren't supposed to. And guess which one was one of the ones we weren't supposed to? The big crowbar we weren't supposed to. And I remember looking at it and thinking, that is so big and so impressive and so cool. And one time my dad was tearing apart the lath inside of one of our bedrooms. He was taking off the old plaster and putting up new drywall in the process of remodeling our 100-year-old home. And I remember it was sitting on top of a big 5-gallon, I think it was a 5-gallon bucket of spackle. And my dad wasn't in the bedroom, and so I walked over and I picked it up as a young child. I remember just thinking, wow, that's huge. That's huge. Leverage. I need leverage in my life sometimes to move me. And I also need to be willing to stand and to step into those places where leverage is required to move bigger things than me in the world around me. My family, my workplace, my neighborhood, our community, our world needs some leverage. This week, I walked into a meeting, and it's a meeting with all of our staff, our hospice team. Every 2 weeks, we have a meeting where we all come together and we talk about all of our patients and their needs and their families and physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, what's taking place, how can we best serve them. And the doctor is there, and all of our nurses and our aides and my three chaplains and our social workers are there. And one of the nurses comes up to me. Her name is Elizabeth. And Elizabeth just joined our team about 2.5-3 weeks ago. And I didn't have much background or backstory on Elizabeth until this meeting. And before it started, I said, hey, Elizabeth, tell me about yourself. Elizabeth is Asian in descent, and she's been in the nursing world for a lot of years and seen a lot of things. And I said, now, what have you done last before you came to us? And she started telling the story of what had taken place in her life with a team that she was a part of, and just some really meanness, really darkness that she came up against. She said, Ryan, you know what? I knew I needed to leave there, but I needed to be willing to do some things before I left and take care of some things inside of me and around me. And she said, the Holy Spirit said, make some anointing oil. And so she got some little jars of olive oil, and she put some stickers on it that said anointing oil. And she anointed herself there those last 2 weeks that she was a part of that team and in that workspace that was really hard and very painful for her. Sometimes the moves in our lives are subtle and they're quiet and they sustain us in a way that only God's Spirit and this beautiful picture of the anointing of God's presence in our lives can. There are things that move us. There are moments in our lives when we're reminded that Jesus has come to what? Set the captives free and bring life more abundantly. Sometimes I respond with anointing oil, and then there's sometimes where I have to respond with something a little bit more intense, like a crowbar in my life. But on the inside, I have to be honest that I don't always know which one to go to first. Have you ever had that interaction maybe with one of your children or a coworker or a spouse, where your first thought is to go from 0 to 100 in less than 20 seconds? And when I say 0 to 100, I'm talking about the volume in which you're communicating and maybe energetically the fire that you're bringing into that situation. There's those moments where our drawing from the inside isn't always connected to what's going on the outside. And I need to stop and I need to ask that question. I need to surrender in that moment and just say, the stupidity that's taking place in Virginia this week, how do I respond? Racism is evil. It's evil. God hates it. We've all been created in God's image. And there's those moments in my life where I'm looking at, okay, do I do with the soft and the gentle, with the smooth, the cooling oil of God's power in life? Sometimes that's subtle, and sometimes that's just the nurse, Elizabeth. She said, Ryan, those days you're having some frustration in your life, those days you're having some pain, she said, I bless that oil, that whoever receives that oil is going to receive all that God would have for them to receive in that moment. She said, just take a little on your finger, put it behind your ear, and then just trust that God is with you. Let that be a reminder that there's that moving in your life, that God is moving you. How do we respond to the evil in the world around us? Political rhetoric on the national stage has escalated to a level that I'm just kind of scratching my head. Yesterday, as I'm looking at my news feed, nuclear war. Are we serious about this? Is this how we're supposed to respond? Do we fight fire with fire? What is the way of Jesus, and how does that influence and inform my life? These are just some questions that I'm putting out there, because there's a time for the crowbar and there's a time for the oil of God's presence being revealed in my life through sometimes a still small voice, that whisper of God's Spirit in me. I don't always have time to stop. I don't always have time to reflect and to say, okay, where am I going? What am I doing? How am I supposed to respond in this situation? Is the best way for me to get my point across is to jump in a car and to plow into a bunch of protesters that disagree with me? Is that the way that I am to communicate what is going on in the inside. And yet somebody did that this weekend. And I scratch my head and I say, wow. You know, honestly, that could be me. I've been in those moments where I respond to a situation without any thought, and I go from 0 to 100, and I am on fire, and it's not in a good, positive way where I'm burning with Jesus' love. No, I'm burning with a lot of anger. I'm burning with hate. There are times to respond to a bully in the same way that a bully is responding to you in that presence, in that moment. And there's also those times where I'm reminded that Jesus said, take up your cross, follow me. How is God's Spirit, how is God's presence with Christ each step along the way, leading him and guiding him, that anointing that Jesus had been born to live out and to experience, to be for us. This morning, I just want to take a few moments and allow each of us to just ask that question, how do I respond right now? I'm not talking about how do I respond as a Democrat or how do I respond as a Republican. I'm not talking about how do I respond as a white person or how do I respond as a person of color. I'm asking, how do I respond this morning in the light and with the presence of Jesus who came to do what? To do what? Set the captives free and give life more abundantly. That's what I'm asking this morning. What is my response? So we're going to take just a few moments here this morning to do two things. One, we're going to listen to some scripture, and we're just going to ask Jesus to speak to us. How do I respond to the verbal aggression of a North Korean dictator? And how do we respond to the evil of racism in our nation? How do we respond? Those two things. Our guiding principle this morning is that Jesus came to what? Set the captives free and to bring life more abundantly. How do I respond in those moments? Let's just all close our eyes for just a few moments here this morning. And again, I want you to just get comfortable because there are a lot of things in our world that are not making us comfortable. Racism does not make me comfortable. Talking about it doesn't make me comfortable. Thinking about nuclear fallout doesn't make me comfortable at the least. But Jesus can inform us and guide us when we pause and when we listen and we receive what he has for us through his word. So I'm going to just open in prayer, and I just invite you to just close your eyes and just connect to that secret place deep down inside in your heart of hearts this morning. If you need to take a deep breath, remember your breath is always with you in the present. Your breath is not in the past and it's not in the future, it's right now. So if you're worried about something in the future or you're fearful about those things that have happened in the past, just take a deep breath and be reminded that Jesus is also right here in this moment. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, and as the followers of Christ, we acknowledge that we don't always know the way, but we know the one who is the way. And so we come to you this morning and say we know that you are the God of the universe, and so we trust your direction this morning in our hearts and in our lives. Sometimes it's so black and white that this is evil and this is wrong and this is not productive. But then how do we respond to that? Is it with the cooling, refreshing anointing of oil representing your spirit? Or is it with the power and force of a crowbar? Thank you that you guide us and direct us. We invite your light, the light of your presence, and the light of your smile into our hearts right now. All darkness, all evil, anything that would distract us from hearing your still small voice, we command it to go and to leave. Jesus rules and reigns here in this space and in this time. Adoration. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name we give glory because of your loving kindness and your truth. Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways. King of all the nations, who will not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Pause and express your thoughts of praise and worship. Confession. This is the one you esteem, he or she who humbles themselves and has a contrite spirit, and who trembles at your word. Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in the obeying and the obedience of the Lord's voice? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. The sacrifices of the Lord are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Ask the Spirit to search your heart and reveal any areas that need His light this morning. Acknowledge the precious light of Jesus coming into your life and thank Him for His forgiveness. Renewal. Lord, renew us by your Spirit as we offer these prayers to you. By your grace, I want to hear your words. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. May I be careful to lead a blameless life. May I walk in the integrity of my heart in the midst of my house. May I set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. May they not cling to me. May I consecrate myself to be holy, because you, Lord, are my God. May I keep your statutes and practice them. For you are the Lord who sanctifies me. Pause to add your own prayers for personal renewal. Petition. Since each of us have been raised with Christ, I should seek the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. May I set my mind on things above, not on the things that are earthly. For I died, and my life is now hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is my life, appears, then I will appear with him in glory. May I cast down arguments and every presupposition that sets itself up against the knowledge of you, Jesus, and take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Pause to express any additional requests this morning. Intercession. May I honor all people, love the brotherhood and sisterhood of believers, fear God, and honor the King. You are the resurrection and the life. We should bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Pause and add any personal prayers of intercession for our world, our nation, our state, our workplaces, our community, our families. Our brothers and sisters. Affirmation. You are my Savior. I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Your sheep hear your voice, and you know them, and they follow you. You give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of your hand. The Father who has given them to you is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. You and the Father are one. The Father has qualified each of us. The Father has qualified me to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For He has rescued me, He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom I have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. Pause to add your own words and prayers to these affirmations. Thanksgiving. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will be joyful in my God, for He has clothed me with the garments of salvation and arrayed me in the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewelry, my soul silently waits for God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my stronghold. I will never be shaken. Pause and offer your expressions of thanksgiving to God this morning. Closing prayer. Sanctify us in the morning with your loyal love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. The God of all grace, who called me to His eternal glory in Christ, after we have suffered a little while, will Himself perfect, affirm, strengthen, and establish us. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Jesus has come to set the captives free. Jesus has come to give life more abundantly. This week, may each of us not react, but respond with God's love. And as we respond with God's love, may we have open hands to receive maybe a crowbar we need to bring into a situation, to bring some leverage. May we also have hands that are quick to receive the holy and the precious anointing oil of Jesus. May we apply it to ourselves. We also be willing to share it with those in our lives.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit onedesirechurch.org.